Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you add value? You know, people are always asking this because of my High Performance Academy work. They're saying, okay, if I want to become the highest performer at whatever I do, you know, if I want to become the highest performer, the biggest achiever, the highest paid person at my work, how do I add more value so that I can get paid more, so that I can have more influence, so that I can make more of a difference where I'm at? You always hear it all the time, right? Add more value. Well, how? How do you add more value so you can get paid more and have more influence? Well, I've spent my entire career trying to understand that question, because as I started doing these videos, as I started writing all of my books, as our seminars grew and grew and grew, as my sort of celebrity client network started growing and growing and growing, it was always this question, is they're always trying to go to the next level. To go to the next level, you have to learn to think differently and behave differently. And in order to do that, we have to put in a new foundation
of how you're going to add value. So I want you to think about this as you're listening to this and watching this. I want you to think about this very simple thing. What is it you're trying to do right now where you're trying to succeed at another level in terms of your work world or your network? If you wanted to add more value, how would you do it? Well, let me give you three simple ideas that I think will really shift how much value you're adding to anything that you're doing. The first idea is this: be more Socratic. All that means is ask better questions. If you can ask better questions in any given situation, you're going to be the person who understands things better. As you understand things better, you can make better pieces of distinction about how to add value. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a consultant. You get brought into a major organization to work with them. And your job is to try to figure out, well, how can I add some value here so this client loves me? Well, here's a very simple framework that I'm always using when I'm thinking about asking questions in every meeting I'm ever in. Every meeting I'm ever in, I have this framework going in the back of my mind that I'm gonna ask questions related to this framework so I can understand how I'm gonna add value. So if you're ever in a meeting, your goal is to think of asking those folks in that meeting or those folks in that network or your coworkers or the people you're leading, whatever your situation is, this framework. You're trying to figure out what are the goals, the audience, the roles, the capabilities, and the measurements that everybody needs to understand in order to succeed. What do I mean by that? Well, look, any given meeting, if you're all gonna leave that meeting, obviously there's a goal, right? We all came together to do something. We all did it at the meeting. Now, what's the goal? If you understand the goal in advance, if you're saying, okay, what is it, guys, we're really trying to accomplish here? What is our short-term goal and our long-term goal? What are we really after? If you're the person who understands everybody's objectives and outcomes, then you're gonna be the smartest person in the room because most people don't even ask anymore. They get together to do a small little task, but we've gotten trapped into a culture that's very good at tasks and spreadsheets at the myopic level, but they have no idea how it connects to a larger purpose. And because of that, if you're the person who understands the larger objectives that people have, now you know how to add more value, even if you just clarify it with people. The second thing I always try to understand from people is the audience. Who are we trying to impact? Who are the stakeholders who are involved in this? Who are our clients? What do they desire and what do they want? Who are the coworkers who are involved? What are they challenged with? To try and understand the who of any given situation is incredibly powerful. To ask simple questions like, well, if we did that, who would it affect? If we took this course of action, who wouldn't like it and why? To ask very simple questions like that about the who, the audience, will increase your ability to add value, to get people thinking through it. The biggest part of adding value is helping people think differently. And that's what you're doing by asking Socratic questions based on the Socratic method, asking questions to get people to be thinking. The third part of that framework is capabilities. What are the capabilities that people can do or can't do? So you ask questions like, do we know how to do this? Do we not know how to do this? Does our team have the knowledge, the skills, the abilities, the resources to be able to go and do this? You're basically asking questions about capabilities and competencies. To be the person in the room who understands what we can do as an organization and a team and what we cannot do. The person who knows the capabilities in any given organization better than anybody else will always be the person who knows how to add more value, because you say, oh, guess what? Tom knows how to do that. Pete knows how to do that. Oh, you know what? We can't do that because we only have this limited budget. You become the decision maker when you actually understand the real capabilities of an organization. Next is measurement. How are things going to be measured? How do we know if we have success? How do we know if we're progressing well? Hey guys, so how are we going to check back in on this? Who's going to be responsible for this? How will we know if we've done well? What does success look like for all of us? These very simple things, I know it's so simple and so basic, but if you're the person asking better quality of questions to the people that you influence, work with, lead, then you're going to be the person that everyone always wants in the meeting. You're gonna be the person that everybody always wants to ask questions to. You're gonna become the influencer in the group because you're helping people think of things that you wouldn't usually do. And if you're the person who everyone knows is the go-to person because you're gonna help them think in ways they haven't thought before, guess what? All the big ideas they have, they're gonna wanna come and bounce against you. Now you're going to become the person who is also the one with sort of the insider knowledge of what's happening in the organization, because everyone's going to bounce their big ideas off of you first, because you're going to be the person who helps them think through it. If you become the person who helps people think through things, you now become an influencer. Once you're an influencer, that's your way of adding value. Second way to add more value is to be the linchpin. To be the person who's always connecting other people with other folks, right? The connector in any given network, the linchpin as it's often called. If you're that person who has in your knowledge of everybody that you've met, you kind of have in your mind a picture of who the advisors and the experts are that you can introduce to other people when you hear an idea that's related to that. That's an incredible way of adding value. If someone shares an idea with you and you're like, oh, you know what? Make sure you go check with Sally, because Sally knows how to do that. Or you say, oh, you know what? I know somebody who's already doing that. Let me connect with you them with via email. Let me make a phone introduction between the three of you. If you're the connector in any given network, you're the person who's adding more value than anyone else, even though you don't have to do any work. Your work is just connecting people. So this is about you keeping a better memory in mind of what are people's capabilities and competencies, as I spoke about earlier. If you're the person who knows who's good at what, and you're constantly connecting them as people are trying to achieve things. See, you remember? You knew people's goals, and as you know people's goals, you know other people who can help them achieve that goals, and you connect them. It's one of the greatest ways to add value you could ever do. So start studying, start learning, start knowing who's good at what in any given network, start connecting them, and then you've added value. Third thing, so simple, so very simple. Everything that you're going to contribute from now on to any given network, any given job or career, it's so simple. I want you to think about every project that you do, and before you finish that project, to ask three very simple questions. Is what I've created here or contributed here distinct? Meaning, is it different? Is it adding value in a way that nobody else has added value in? Does it look and feel different aesthetically? Is it something that will really impress people because it's from an angle other people haven't thought of, but yet it also includes other angles people thought about? So it's different, but it also encompasses what other people have done, so it doesn't seem like it's crazy, right? The difference between doing something that's distinct and something that is crazy is what is distinct is you're doing things that are also built on a foundation of what other people wanted as well. But now you're adding just that extra amount of value, so it's different. The second question is this my most excellent contribution? Did you slop it together or did you do a good job? Did you take the time to prepare? Did you take the time to make it look amazing? Did you take the time to make it look professional? Did you take the time to ask a lot of people questions before you contributed it so you knew it was excellent? Before it hit the table, before you gave the PowerPoint, before you sent the file, did other people already that you asked, your advisors, your friends, people that you understand or inform say, that's awesome. Before I ever contribute something, I already know it's awesome. And I know that sounds like an egoic statement, but it's not. It's because I've already checked it against people. Someone's already said, that's awesome. So I deliver it with confidence. If I have a client presentation, before that presentation hits their desk, I know it's awesome. I know they're going to be impressed by it. I'm not hopeful. I already know it crushed because I did a diligence in advance. That's being excellent at what you're doing. Caring about, is this the best level I can contribute here? Have I got some feedback from other people that this is the best level? So that before you create it, before you contribute it, you've thought through things to make it excellent. When you do that, everyone knows you're adding a different level of value than anyone else. And that last question that you're gonna ask, the simplest question is there heart in here? Did I think about this from a service mindset, a service of making difference in the world, a service of helping other people with this? Is there emotion in this thing I've contributed? I mean, part of adding value is helping people reconnect with some emotional side of their lives, right? I know that sounds so simple in some ways, but also philosophical. That a lot of what we experience today in this world is just so cheap and so commoditized and so technically driven that it's our job, if we want to add a lot of value, to bring back in humanity. To bring back in the emotion, to bring back in the color, the flair, the joy, the vibrancy, the real hues of human emotion that are often missing from everything. If you bring that back into everything that you're contributing, you'll go to a level of adding value that most people will never understand. And people won't just follow you because you're the person who asks the best questions. People won't just follow you because you're the person who knows the most people. People will follow you because you're an inspirer and you're a leader, because they can see within you that you have true energy, true engagement, true human emotion with everything that you're contributing. And because of that, they know that you're somebody they want to follow. So ask that, have I really done those things? And if you'll do those things over and over and over and over again, you'll not just add more value to your network, you'll not just build more wealth or create greater connections at your coworkers or impress your bosses more or rise up in any given network, you'll feel alive again. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan.
And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.